Yep.
Thank you.
October 11th, 2014, Plaza Pavilion, ICANN 51, GAC Working Group on Government and IGO Engagement, 1430 to 1730.
Could people please take their seats? We'll be starting the meeting very soon. Please take your seats right away. We'll be starting very, very soon. Thank you.
Could you please sit down? We really are running behind schedule, and I've been asked by the secretariat to try to speed it up as much as possible. I was there.
Good afternoon again, everyone. Let's restart our afternoon session. If you could please be seated. So this next session is to focus on a particular set of recommendations coming from the Accountability and Transparency Review related to coordinating and working with the stakeholder engagement team at ICANN. And as a result of working on these recommendations, we set up a working group in the GAC that is led by Lebanon. And so there have been efforts underway in the working group, and I will let Imad tell you more about those. But this work has been underway in order to prepare for this session today and begin to identify what the issues are and how we can have that coordination between the GAC and staff and work together in the future to meet some common objectives. So I will hand over to you, Imad, to run this session. And if you could introduce our colleagues from ICANN as well, who are also here, and I thank them for coming to meet with us as well. So Imad, if I could hand over to you, and if you could introduce our colleagues from ICANN. Thank you.
We could say good evening, everyone. My name is Imad Hubballah, for those who do not yet know me. I'm from Lebanon. I have been asked to get together an activity of a working group to improve the efforts that are being done for outreach, if I may say so, especially outreach towards governments. And the working group that we put together, it's a joint GAC working group, and ICANN GSE-GE staff on cooperation and global engagement. And the objective of our discussion today is to talk to everybody, first of all, as to where we are, what we have done, what the team has accomplished so far, go through some questions and answers from the floor, and decide or at least update you on the way forward. Also for the GSE-GE team, or the Global Stakeholder Engagement, Government Engagement team, to listen to all of you if you have any questions, any concerns, and see how they could be answered or could be addressed. If you allow me, and with your consent, I'm going to establish a small rule as we move forward. I know some people may not like it. I would like the questions and the interventions, if it's okay with you, again, with your consent, to be limited to a minute. Let's not have a long time. We have 70 countries, if not more, represented here. I'll ask the same thing of the people here from this side also, to have short answers as much as possible so we are able to get through and not run over time. Before we go through what we have done so far, I'd like to introduce, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Kamel, who's the head of the GSE-GE, Anne-Rachel Linné, and if I hope I presented it okay, pronounced it okay, works with Dr. Kamel, and she is located, I believe, in Geneva, if I'm not mistaken. Before we go any further, I would like to thank every member of the working group that has worked with us. We have Olga here. We have Suzanne. A few other members, Alice, I believe. And a few other members have joined us, Ihsan. And if I missed the rest of you, I apologize. Please raise your hands. Dr. Kamel, it's yours.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. First of all, I would like to start by thanking Heather Dryden, the chair of the GAC, and as well as my dear colleague Ahmad Hoballa for inviting us this afternoon to join this distinguished gathering. Indeed, it is a great opportunity to have an open dialogue with the distinguished GAC membership, as well as to listen to questions, concerns, and feedback, but also to report about the joint work that we have been starting together in the London ICANN meeting, ICANN 50 meeting, back in June 2014. As it has been mentioned by Madame GAC Chair, the purpose actually of this committee came for the implementation of the ATRT2 recommendation, specifically 6.8 and 6.9 recommendations, very specifically, that talk about the enhancement of coordination between the global stakeholder engagement / government engagement team and the GAC, and we are looking at each of the recommendation in detail as a working group and making sure that we really work together in order to report back that we are implementing it and achieve also on the ground improvement of the coordination between the government engagement team and the GSE team from one side, as well as the GAC from one side. We look forward to help the GAC in its mission. We look forward to provide the necessary support as well as much as we can in the region, as well as improving the participation in the GAC from a government perspective point of view. It is a great opportunity to make you aware as well of what we are doing from our side and to get feedback and listen to you. With that, I thank again Madame GAC Chair for inviting us, and Ahmad as a chair of the work group, and we give the floor to Anne-Rachel Iné, the Vice President for Government Engagement, who will play for us on our behalf the role of the ongoing coordination with the GAC concerning engagement and concerning the implementation of the ATRT2 together with Mandy Carver from our team. So, Madame Iné.
Thank you very much, Tyre. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks, Heather, Imad, for having us here and the whole working group for government engagement. So as both said here, we have done some work, and part of the work has included an exchange of question and answers to basically point at what it is that the government, the global stakeholder engagement team is doing on the ground to, you know, for the whole community, including the GAC, to make sure that, you know, each side knows how we can help each other. Can we go to the next slide, please? Go ahead. So this is a bit of a background on how it started. As Tarek said, ATRT recommendations 6.2, 6.9, and making sure that we collaborate and make the GAC even even better in terms of membership, but also really effective participation by making sure that we, as the global stakeholder engagement and government engagement team, are on the ground also to help anybody who is interested in terms of governments to participate to the GAC, that we give the required information and that we also collaborate with the GAC, the secretariat, but also, you know, a lot of times people from the GAC representatives from the regions that can help us actually in making sure that, you know, any hopefuls know what is happening at the GAC and how they can get involved. So we had discussions in Singapore, ICANN 49, and then, as Tariq said, again at ICANN 50. This is the third meeting where we're telling you a little bit what has happened. So next slide, please. These are some of the questions that have been asked by the working group to our team, and basically some of our responses. And
I'm going to interrupt here for a minute. You're going to see a list of questions and answers that have been discussed between the members of the GAC and the members of the GSEGE. These questions have come up because members of the GAC have felt like they have not been involved. Things are going on, they're not kept up to date. So there were questions that were asked, and you're going to see the questions and some of the answers that were received. At least it gave us the information necessary to decide on the next steps and the way forward. Please.
Thank you, Ibad. So as he said, so the presentation has been posted. And one of the things that I'm going to do is that I'm going to ask the regional vice presidents that are in the room to please stand up. Can you all stand up so the community can see you? There you go.
Benny.
All right. So this is there. We have Nigel Hickson, who's also in the Geneva office and who is helping the team in terms of work with the IGOs, intergovernmental organizations. We have Veni Markovsky, who takes care of engagement with the missions in New York. Pierre Danginu, back there, who is the Vice President for Africa. Mandy Carver, who basically serves as our coordinator, given that we're completely distributed in regions. She's our Vice President sitting in Los Angeles, basically to coordinate with the team in L.A. what we're doing. Bahar Esmet, who is our Vice President for the Middle East. We have Andreas, who is the manager for the European region and who is working with Jean-Jacques Sahel, our vice president for Europe, who is right now in another meeting, but you can see him. Save Vosia, who takes care of our Oceania operations. Michael Yakushev for Russia. Rodrigo de la Parra and the other Rodrigo, the two Rodrigos that are taking care of Latin America and the Caribbean. So in responding to those questions, and oh, that's true, Kelvin, Kelvin Wong for our Asia office. So in responding to these questions, basically, we all came together and, you know, we gave input into what the working group wanted to know, as Imad said. And I'm hopeful that given that they're here, if there's anything that does not appear here in terms of the questions or any questions that you have, now you have faces to names from the regions and, you know, you can go talk to them without any issues. So one of the first questions that we got, for example, was, is there a written mission statement outlining the objectives and scope of the work of the GSC team? And, you know, we are here to raise awareness about ICANN. The SOs, the ACs, the work of ICANN, the essence of ICANN, the work that is happening and at all levels, from anybody who is a hopeful at large, all the way to the GAC. In between, we have people from business. We have also people from country code top-level domains. We give information about, you know, anywhere from training to all the others. So we're going to go through this the slides very quickly. Who does them? There you go. And basically, you can read all of this, and if need be, we can go back and you can go back and discuss them with anybody who is from your region. I'm going to go forward all the way to, let's say, the way forward. Yes, go ahead. There you go. So, sorry.
Okay, we're trying to cut through the view graphs as much as possible to go through the way forward. The main piece of information that I believe we should be all interested in is we are building a partnership between the GAC and the GSEGE team. And the partnership has the objective of improving the outreach activities, improving the engagement of the GAC members in the activities of the GSEGE as we go to the regions, as we go to the different countries, to make sure that, one, we increase the membership of this community, two, we perform better together, three, we work better towards the multi-stakeholder model and be successful instead of having bits and pieces of information that goes here and there without pulling it together for the eyes and the ears and the engagement of the people who should know about it. One of the issues that we had before is people in the region, sometimes you go to visit a country, the person or the GAC rep in this country is not aware of the meeting, does not know what's going on. So we had to deal with this issue. When does the rep know how she or he is engaged and what type of information exchanged and how do we follow up? Now we go to the way forward. I just gave you a flavor of what's going on. Please.
Thank you, Imad. So in terms of, as Imad said, it is really to make sure that we work better together and address concerns about who's involved, when, at what moment. Some of the ways that, for example, some of our regional vice presidents have been working is through webinars. Others have, some regions have, for example, regional strategies in which we see various levels of interaction with GAC representatives. So it would be interesting that, for example, given that some regions have implemented the webinars, Latin America in particularly, and we've seen that they're starting to be really great, Olga and Rodrigo might be able to tell us a bit more, for example, about some of the ways that they have interacted, but the webinars have included members of the GAC, actual members of the GAC, who will talk about what it is, what it means to be at the GAC to countries that are not in the GAC at the moment, so that they can become members. So they will tell them about what is happening and all of that, and follow-up is then done by the colleagues in the region to make sure that if they need any other information, supplementary information on the activities inside ICANN that they heard of at the GAC, that we can provide that. So we're thinking that it would be a good offer, for example, to have regular conference calls in between the regional teams and also the regional GAC representatives, either conf calls or conference calls or webinars, you know, so that we can talk about, let's say, the policy, for example, issues that are happening at ICANN. The policy group already does that. But if it has to be specific to the GAC members because they can't be there, this can be one way of making sure that we really involve people. So we're offering to do that, and the frequency is basically to be discussed between, we're saying, every 2 months, but the frequency can be discussed also in between the regional team and the GAC representatives from that region. And then, you know, they can also decide what the webinar is going to be about, if it is going to be a full set of policy. Is it about compliance? Is it about what is happening, for example, at geopolitical levels sometimes in Geneva, or whatever, or in New York, you know, the content can be planned and, you know, updates can be given as possible. And we're also thinking that, you know, there is a report already that goes to the GAC. And the GAC has said that it should include a little bit more information. So we're happy to provide, you know, that type of information, keeping in mind, of course, that we do not want to be redundant if, you know, the teams are already working with the GAC representatives and regions, and also keeping in mind that the reshuffling of the ICANN website will allow us to have pages that will have right now, or there is already a page where you can go see region by region what the teams are doing. But those pages will also be supplemented with more information to be included, probably where we can draw from and include it in a big report that can come to the GAC. So these are some of the things that we're offering. And the improvement of the pages, probably, I'm not so sure yet, but this is one of the things that the two groups can discuss once the GAC website itself has been reshuffled, if there are ways that we can pull information directly so that GAC representatives don't have to go to different places to find information and so on and so forth. These are really logistical. But so these are some of the things that we're thinking of. Next slide, please. There you go. So, it's, as Imad said, one of the things that we have discussed together is also the fact that GAC representatives should be informed when things are happening in their region. So the webinars can help for that. The regional teams will also be more conscious, and we have talked about that among ourselves, in terms of making sure that they, you know, go back to basically making sure that they know who are the GAC representatives of their region when they're going into one specific country, that they also advise the GAC representative of what, you know, they're doing with the country. And if possible, you know, depending on whom they're meeting and all of that, and if the GAC representative can be involved in all these meetings, you know, that is something that can happen, of course. So we also have offered that a representative of our group will always be sitting in the GAC meetings, except, of course, for your closed sessions. So, and if need be, then we can report back any issues or concerns that are directed to the regional teams, basically. So I think this is what we had, Imad.
It's 5:28. I'll talk for 1 minute, and then we have half an hour remaining for questions and answers. Improvements to the current situation start from acting as partners. Second, staying up to date with what's going on in the area and the regions, in the different regions and for the different GAC representatives. Getting the GAC representatives up to speed as to what's going on and try to get them involved in the meeting if possible, because in some cases the official in the government may not want to do that for different reasons. So, but at least have that agreed to. The GAC representative should understand that it's a special meeting. He or she was asked not to be in, and I'm sorry, this is going to be upsetting for some people probably, but that's a politics in some. For example, they go and meet in Lebanon with the Minister of Information versus the Minister of Economy. I don't know, but so the GAC representative, in my view, should be aware, and we'll take it from there. There will be improvements as far as the sites are concerned, between GAC site and the ICANN site for the GSEGE. And finally, reports are going to be issued that are more than the content of the where we're going and whom we met with, probably with the objectives and what was achieved and how we're moving forward. And then calls with the leadership as we're concerned. I've done. I will open it for questions and answers. First question will go to Heather, from Heather.
Thank you. That was going to be my question, whether we could have questions from the floor about this work. But I will say that it's really clear to me just how much work has gone into bringing us to this point. And so really, I'm very appreciative of the willingness and the effort undertaken to really start to surface these issues to the GAC. We haven't had an opportunity really to focus much on this aspect of things, and clearly it's better for us all if we are aligned in our efforts to engage and certainly it has an impact on our work in the GAC if we can't sort out what are the linkages and what are our objectives in all this. So Trinidad and Tobago, you have a comment or question?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to thank the team for what appears to be an excellent initiative, very supportive of what's happening. I have one question and one recommendation. The question is, how does the team know what topics that region is interested in for these discussions or for that webinar? How will they know what's going to be on the agenda? And a recommendation, given that we have a GAC secretariat, it might be very possible and prudent for the team to engage with the secretariat prior to any of these meetings so that they could get a great sense of what's going on, what might should be on the agenda, and what may not be able to be on an agenda, and those kinds of things. So that's just my input at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll give it to Dr.
I mean, these webinars are something that will be developed together between the regional vice president and between the GAC membership. So it's not an agenda that we are setting, depending on issues that you like within the region to do. I mean, it has have successfully. Rodrigo, maybe you can talk about your example, and then we can inform the secretariat. But it goes case by case according to the region requirements. We develop it together. It's a partnership, as Ahmed has mentioned. It's not from our side that we are imposing something, but it has to come bottom up, really, in a partnership work. And maybe, Rodrigo, you can.
Thank you very much. And just, if I may comment very quickly. In the case of the Latin American and the Caribbean webinars, the agenda comes from the GAC members themselves. So we ask them what topics and who wants to talk about them. I mean, there are only two topics that we like to include by default, which are the welcoming of new members, which is basically one of the objectives of these webinars, and then to discuss the agenda of the forthcoming meeting, right? But it's really up to them to include the topics that they want to include. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that response, Rodrigo. I see a few more requests to speak, if we can continue moving through that. And I think we've hit on a really important aspect of the coordination between the two teams, particularly if there are regional efforts in each region, there may be a particular interest in doing one thing or another. And when convening a meeting of representatives in the GAC, they will, of course, want to be driving the agenda and setting things that are a priority for them to discuss. And if ICANN is able to facilitate that happening, I think that would be really welcomed on the side of the GAC. Okay, so I have UK, then Singapore, please.
Thank you, Chair. I have three quick yes-no questions. First question is, do you have an analysis of why governments are not participating in the GAC as members, those countries that are not in the GAC? Do you have an analysis of why that is? Secondly, do you have an analysis of why members of the GAC who are listed but are not participating in any GAC or ICANN activity? Do you have an analysis of why they are not doing that, participating actively? Thirdly, are you engaging the regional organisations that are members of the GAC? I'm thinking in particular of the African Union Commission. or are observers of the GAC, such as the League of Arab States, in order to develop your outreach initiatives to those to the relevant region? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, as I see, you have asked two parts of the question. Why not some governments are engaging within the GAC? That's part of the work that we are trying through outreach, through awareness, through really motivating them to participate in the GAC and showing really the benefits if they participate in the GAC, what type of role they will play to be part of the policy development within the ICANN, the ICANN process. We have to be candidate. In some cases, the awareness still needs to be developed, specifically if the DNS industry in a specific country is not up to specific level of expectation, then maybe they come once or twice and then they reconsider until their DNS industry develops further. So we have a separate group that is running with the GDD team in order to develop the DNS industry in underserved areas. The DNS center in Egypt, for is an example that we are starting with the government of Egypt. Baher is leading that effort, our regional vice president, together with the GAC membership Manal from Egypt, as well as other colleagues, to serve North Africa and the Middle Eastern region in order to close this gap. It's a long journey. This will not happen in a year or two. It will take some time, but we are aware of that, that we need also to stimulate the business awareness and the motivation for the representation of the GAC representatives when they come and participate. Sometimes, and definitely Heather knows better than myself in that, it's financial reasons, unfortunately. I mean, ICANN meetings take all over the world three times. You know definitely the financial burden that that might be there. But I would like really to say that the more really we have also invite to high-level meetings, like it happened in London and before that in Toronto, both were very successful and helped us in our outreach and engagement message because the representation is act. The second part, I will let my colleagues maybe from the region very quickly in a telegraphic form, if you permit, that they talk, Pierre, about your African engagement with the African Union, and then Andrea about the engagement with the European Commission as regional organizations.
Just to let you know that I do have Singapore and the United States in the speaking order, and I would like to hear from those colleagues as well, especially if we don't have time to cover all the regional strategies. Okay. Okay. So we'll hear. Okay. All right. So we had the Pierre. Was it? Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to all. Just to complement what Tarek has just said, and as regard to Africa specifically.
Louder, please, Pierre.
Yes, I would like to say that we are, of course, in touch with the Africa Union, for instance, and actually they are our key, they really help us out, you know, with the, from Addis Ababa. So there's no point with that one. But we do have regular meetings, you know, when we are in Addis with the economic, you know, organization that we have in Africa. The plan for us is to have a whole list of all of them. I just would like to say that the reason also they are not really maybe participating is that we need a kind of informed participation. We need to prepare some of the members so that they could come here quite confident with what the subjects, you know, we'll be going to deal with. And this is, we do have a plan for that. We are trying to work out in a webinar as well to see how we could tackle those issues. So there are efforts, you know, on the ground, but of course, there is still room for improvement, and we are really ready to assist them.
Thank you, Pierre.
Yes, just very quick. Our engagement with the European Commission is solid and long-standing. We have regular meetings with them. But more than that, we also have a relationship with the European Parliament and the other institutions in Brussels. I think that in terms of participation of European countries, we have a good coverage. But we will consider again also the webinars, because there are some members of the European Union that don't come that often to IGAM meetings, although they participate in the coordinations back in Brussels. And basically that's a solid and long-standing relationship with at least with the European institution is there.
Thank you. Okay, so next I have Singapore, then the United States.
Thank you, Chair. A unique feature of internet is there are a number of forums and organizations existing in each region. At least in the AP region, we have a number of regional forums and organizations, and they may consist members who are GATS rep or who may not be GATS rep. So we would like to suggest when the GSE GE work with the GATS representative, perhaps we can take the opportunity to work with the GATS representative to reach out to these regional forum and organizations so that they have a better outreach to the government reps. This may help ICANN to reach out to various government representatives in the region. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore. United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Imad, for your efforts and preparing for this session this afternoon, as well as to Tarek and his entire team. And apologies, I can't rattle off all of your names, but we're certainly very grateful that you're all here and you're able to share your approach with us. Very, very much we endorse Imad's characterization of what we're doing here as a partnership. And I see you nodding, so I'm very grateful that you two also see it that way. I think this is off to a very, very good start. I would like to plant a teeny seed, another side of the coin, if you will, is not just a partner, but quite candidly, I think we're a client. And that might help you sort of also reach agreement as to how we collaborate, not only on the timing or the scheduling and your outreach, but the substance of what you take up. So it's as a country who is from a relatively small region, if I may, in terms of the numbers of us who are actually considered North America, I do want to put a marker down that even those of us in our situation are just as interested in what our colleagues are interested in every other region, because we meet with our colleagues from around the world three times a year in this room, in the GAC. Well, hopefully not in this room again, but you know what I mean, figuratively. So from our perspective, we would urge you to also consider an issue-based or topic-based approach, not just a regional approach. I fully appreciate that that's how you are structured. I'm not trying to suggest you restructure in any way. It's just the material, whatever it is you do in one region, may be of great interest to members in another region. And it would be interesting to us to know, because we deal with other joint projects. For example, several of us are engaged in a GAC GNSO consultation working group, whose intention is to facilitate the early engagement of the GAC in GNSO policy development processes. We haven't come to that discussion on the GAC agenda just yet, and I hope Manal does not disagree with me vehemently. But one of the issues we are struggling with at this moment in time is that GAC members are actually not entirely sure that the information we receive from the policy shop, how it can be amended to make it more useful. So the question is not do we get information. In fact, I would call it perhaps close to information overload. It's that we don't know how to digest all of that. We don't understand the timelines very well. And so even if you do continue to focus as a region, when the regions all come together here and we are trying to develop consensus GAC advice, it's on issues of substance, as well as the other issues. So we fully support whatever capacity building that you are engaged in, because that's a huge priority for all of us as GAC members, that be done effectively and be well coordinated. But I would ask you to contemplate perhaps working with us to identify some of the substantive policy issues that we are grappling with, because it's a very similar exercise we're engaging with the GNSO policy staff. And we need to go back to our own members to ask them what kinds of changes in this material would they consider most helpful. So one of your regional outreach meetings could, in fact, focus on current policy matters so that we can help use your outreach to help achieve some other objectives. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for your comment, Heather. And if I may say, and I mean, I'm pretty sure Susanna knows the distinction between our role and the team of David Olive. The team of David Olive are providing the necessary support for the various constituencies for the policy development on a topic based. We are working on education, capacity building, outreach, transfer of know-how to regions, to governments, stimulating governments' interest to participate within the GAC and between the topics that are related to ICANN. We are working with ICANN Globalization and the IGOs. So if there is a topic of global interest around these issues, including with the IGOs, including internet governance, including issues like that, we are happy to provide and share the necessary information on a global basis as well as on a regional basis. But I just wanted to make the distinction that the direct support of policy development comes from David Olive's team, so that the roles are clear, and I'm pretty sure they are clear for you. Anna Rochelle, you want to add something?
I would just like to add that, notwithstanding what Tarek said, I think Suzanne is right that there are moments when, if we know, we can also reach out to the GDD team to have somebody, for example, on the webinar who's going to address those things. And we can, in fact, if the question is posed, we can work with them and talk about aspects that are specific to regions that may come up, you know, in other regions, as you said, that people can be interested in. So that's not an issue at all. It's a question of just a coordination, and seriously, we're happy to do that. Yeah.
And by the way, I want to make a comment so that no misunderstanding happen. The whole regional team is not necessarily under my direct supervision. They are under the supervision of my colleague Sally Costerton, and I asked her that they join us today. It's only the government engagement team that is on my direct supervision, but we work very closely within the GSE team, almost as one team. But I just wanted to make this this comment, so that's clear from a structural point of view. From the question of our colleague from Singapore about the outreach to regional organization, we also, I mean, we have definitely our regional presence in Asia, and it has been quite empowered, I think, within the last 12 months via our vice president there, Quek, who's not here with us, but represented by our colleague Kelvin. We just from, or 15 months maybe, from one man. How many people are you there, Kelvin, now? 20?
20 in the region.
15?
15 in the office, 20 in the region, thereabouts.
15 in the office, yeah. 20 in the region.
Yeah, 15 in the office and 20 in the region. So just to give you an impression about the leapfrog that happened in our Asia communication and our Asia outreach strategy with Sally and Quek. So the team has been very empowered and is ready definitely to provide the necessary support. In other regions also, there has been empowerment in the Middle East as well as in Eastern Europe and Russia with Michael, as well as with Rodrigo in Latin America. And so we definitely have access to the regional organization. We look forward to empower and build bridges of dialogue with them. But if you can help us as well by providing us there with contacts, being there on the ground, this is definitely helpful, because it will not be possible that we provide an engagement touch point in every country. The number of GAC members, we are 140, yes? at the time being. So it is clearly, from a staff point of view, even if you wish, very difficult to have a touch point and a staff member that is dedicated for every country. So we count on your proposals as well, and then the regional engagement team will be helping. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad that we've introduced this idea about how we can deal with topics and help to guide and inform new or potential GAC members from coming and contributing to the discussion. It seems to me that there's a second dimension to that, and that is guiding representatives specifically to come here to express a view. And so if, in fact, you can assist with providing webinars and raising topics that are of particular interest to a region, or even in bilaterals that you're holding, at the end of the day, those views, are really, if we're discussing it in the GAC, if it's on our agenda, then we would want colleagues from governments to come here and participate in the process, in the consensus process here, to develop advice and comments and so on that we communicate to the board. So that seems to me to be the two pieces that we can focus on to get that to work more smoothly. The risk, if we don't have clarity about that, is that because some colleagues may not be familiar with how this model works, they may in fact ask staff to provide them with a result or make a decision or influence a decision. And I think we can agree that would be problematic. And really what I would like to see is reinforcing this process here and making it work. It's really positive, I think, to acknowledge that these are the ways in which we can link up our work, and we can help to inform our colleagues in governments and encourage them to participate, to come here to express their views. So I'm very happy with your responses to those particular questions.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. I may ensure you also that within the key performance indicator that have been put within the 5-year strategic plan that the board asked us to develop and has been provided to the board, as well as the operational plan, one of our main key performance indicator is helping to increase participation, active participation in the GAC in terms of numbers as well as in terms of the level. So this has become clearly a priority within our 5-year strategic and operational plan.
I just want to let everybody know we only have 7 more minutes. I know Alice is asking for the floor. Halas, that's it. Mean? Jamaica.
Thank you. Dr. Camille, a quick question. In the absence of a rep from every single country, which is understandable, can you give me a clear idea of a strategy that you have that will ensure that all the needs and concerns of all the various regions will be met? Thank you.
As I mentioned, part of the mission that the GSE team under Sally and the GTE team under myself are doing and working together in order to empower really the regional engagement. Whenever we've seen that there are areas that needs further support, like it happened in the African strategy, in the Middle East strategy, and the regional American strategy, we don't spare effort. And FADI really provides us to the maximum resources as much as he can within the budget limits, definitely, that exist in order to increase the outreach and include the GAC membership within this regional development activities. And let me be candid with you. In some countries, we don't have other point of references or other point of contacts except the GAC member and maybe the CCTLD representatives, which sometimes come from the same organization. Because of the underserved area, don't have a well-developed industry, don't have registrars and registries yet. This is the situation in some countries, if not in many countries. So the GAC representative is a valuable asset for us, for our outreach activities to work with and to make it, to expand the stakeholders in this country and to help us develop the stakeholder engagement within the country to include civil society and businesses as well, which make the overall ICANN process more healthy.
Turkey, Ahsan, please.
Well, thank you, Imad, for giving me the floor. Thank you again for coming here, Dr. Kamal and his team, for sharing us their activities regarding outreach to governments. Let me just make a few comments on this issue from my personal experience. And first of all, I appreciate so much. I think it's one of the most difficult areas of the work that you guys are carrying out, reaching out to governments with all different understanding and barriers and even politics that regional or local politics that you have to deal with. It's not easy, I know. There are a lot of barriers to that we need to overcome. And I would like to just point out to one thing that I think we need to realize that when we talk about the governments, we are not talking about just single element within the government. And let's not forget officers, ministers, and all the critical decision makers within the government also change. And you would assume that the knowledge and the capacity that already built in that from the previous administration would be transferred to the new newcomers, and it doesn't happen so. Among millions of things, those are overlooked. I mean, those are undermined, I think, a little bit. So it has to be an ongoing educational effort to the newcomers, new officers, new ministers, new decision makers. It's not easy. We can use some of the tools like technical training or security issues or to reach out to get their attention. Once they get a more exposure to ICANN and multi-stakeholder processes, they change their mind and they try to get more positive view on this. I think one other point I'd like to make is these high-level events are very important. I mean, I've seen personally the effect of that. I mean, it gave a good chance to change many of the position that some of the government officers, at least from my own country, changed. And one other suggestion I have, the last one, Imad, is to hold these ICANN meetings in different places every year. Looks like we are repeating sometimes the meetings at the, because event like this really gets their attention, and at least it could become a part of this learning process. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you. I just wanted to. Sorry, it's Kree Nephew from Nauru. I just wanted to touch on a question raised by a colleague from UK, and that was the effect that there are members, but no, very little participation. In our part of the world, there are 25 different countries, of which 22 are members of the GAC. Yet participation is very low. And I think the issue here is basically where we come from government are only concerned when the internet is not working, which means that they see GAC as not a real priority, maybe because they're not very familiar with the operations of the group. I guess what I'm saying is that with this new initiative, we hope that through our regional vice president and ICANN contact, we can hope that more information is disseminated to different countries on the importance of GAC and its ongoing operations. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the last question, and I leave it to Dr. Kamel to end, and then...
No, thank you for this question. I will start by definitely remote areas and underserved countries are on our priority list. And Fadi realized that very early when he started and tried to put together a strong outreach and engagement team. We have, for example, sitting close to you, our vice president for Oceania, who can definitely is very well experienced and can help you in this outreach and help you also to leverage other resources from ICANN, as Anne Rachel has said, outside the engagement team. At the end, it's a matter of the decision of the government itself, how far it is seeing this as a priority. But I can tell you that we see increasing interest from governments to engage with ICANN, within ICANN. We see that from the participation at the GAC, as well as from the questions that we get sometimes directly from governments about ICANN and its role. The new GTLD program has definitely raised awareness on a global level about the importance of ICANN and the role that ICANN play on a global level. The announcement also of the U.S. government of the 14th of March on NTIA, Larry Strickling is here with us, and he's definitely has played a wonderful role in that announcement, has really been well received in many countries. In many of our outreaches that we do, we see that it is very well received, and raised the awareness about ICANN and about this organization that has been really asked by the U.S. government to play the role of convener with the community in the IANA stewardship transition as such. So we see growing interest even on the U.N. level in Geneva and the country missions outreach that we do in Geneva and New York. More and more questions. We want this to be more translated within active participation and a more effective and meaningful participation within GAC. Yes, you are right, and we try definitely to do that as much as we can. For our friend Ehsan from Turkey, yes, governments change. That's the nature of of the world. The only true fact is change, as such, and we have to live with it. But we hope that there is some legacy that is being left from the previous administration in order to feed in within the new administration. We are ready to help, definitely. We don't spare effort on our level as a government engagement, as well as the regional vice president, as well as Fadi himself. And he goes and provides the support. So we help as much as we can, and I share your view that the high-level events, I'm looking here at the GAC leadership, the more we can do high-level events in the future, this will be extremely helping us in our outreach. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dr. Kamel. Thanks, Anne Rachel. Thanks to the whole working group. I would like to thank the secretariat because it's been helpful throughout the effort. Thank you to the GAC chair and the vice chairs. Thanks, everybody, for listening, for engaging, and we hope that this will move forward to what's better for everybody. Have a good day.
Many thanks for that, and thank you to ICANN staff for joining us. So a lot of work done and a lot of work to do in that area of work. I don't know whether you're looking to recruit additional members to the working group. Do you need...
Always.
Okay, so please, the work will be that much better if there are various perspectives being contributed. So There's an invitation to those of you that are interested to join that effort. So thank you. Great. Okay. So let's move to the last topic of the day. We have about 30 minutes. And this is really just to get an overview of what are the issues, what is the state of play regarding the IANA stewardship transition and regarding enhancing accountability. So it's just 30 minutes to kind of get a sense of where those processes are and begin to get some clarity about what, as GAC, we need to do this week. Tomorrow we will have a two-hour discussion covering all of those topics, so that's when we will get into greater detail and be able to look at some of the more recent developments more closely. I'm aware of some reports that have come out that may be of interest to you and this kind of thing. So let's try and capture that now, and then we can be better prepared when we have our two-hour session tomorrow to talk about these issues. So, as I mentioned, there are two main processes here, or areas of work. The first is IANA stewardship and the transition of the role of the United States regarding that. And then the second main area is in terms of enhancing ICANN's accountability. So I will try to do a bit of a summing up about the IANA stewardship process and then about accountability. So as you are likely aware, there was a coordination group put together representing various groups, including the GAC, that will be responsible for coordinating the different pieces of the proposal that will be ultimately sent to the United States, to the NTIA specifically. And so there have been phone calls and meetings happening of the coordination group, and our participants from the GAC have been contributing to that effort and making sure that we as a GAC are well represented in that. It's fair to say that as far as the questions about how that group is going to work, how it's going to proceed, and what it is that is being asked of what's being called the operational communities, that's pretty much settled. So those key documents about working methods, how to define consensus, how to invite the different pieces of the proposal to come forward from the community, that's all settled and in place. So now what happens is the work really moves into the community for work to happen along the three main functions that exist within IANA. So one of them relates to the protocol parameters, one of them relates to the numbers, internet numbers, and then the piece that relates to domain names. So those three main areas. And for us here in the GAC, as part of ICANN, we're very much focused on the domain names aspect of that. So within ICANN and the various groups here, a cross-community working group has been set up. And they are now beginning to do their work to come up with that piece of the proposal that relates to domain names, the domain name function. And the idea is that that would be developed in the community with the GAC participating by mid-January. That is not much time at all. And so then the IANA coordination group will be receiving, hopefully then, three different pieces of that proposal that they can then stitch together. It is anticipated that the coordination group will need to do some back and forth with the various communities centrally implicated in each of those functions. So it's quite a tight timeline for all of this to happen. But since we last met, the cross-community working group has begun to work. We have identified representatives from the GAC to participate in that. And happily, Norway and Thailand have agreed to be leads for us, participating and representing us in the cross-community working group. And of course, because it's the domain name function, it's expected that we would focus quite heavily on the country code aspect of things. So we all have an interest in country code matters, quite a high degree of interest in how country code issues are addressed. And so for that reason, I think we're all going to need to have equal access to information and developments and updates and so on. And so we need to make sure that for our colleagues that have agreed to participate in that cross-community working group, that work is supported and that the GAC is able to follow that work. There is going to be a very tight timeline for this work to be carried out within the cross-community working group. So I think we do need to come out of these meetings with very clear next steps, a good understanding of what the timeline is and the next steps are for the cross-community working group, and therefore what it is that the GAC needs to do to feed into that and contribute to that result, hopefully on time in mid-January. So like I say, the work is really shifting from the IANA coordination group now down to the communities behind each of those three functions. And the GAC is particularly focused on the domain name side of things. We do have a meeting with the IANA coordination group on Wednesday morning, and so they will come to talk to us about each of the functions, and we have representatives from the Internet Engineering Task Force and from the regional internet registries, because they understand that it's important to communicate to governments about how governments can track those other areas of work or contribute to them should they wish. But as I say, for the GAC, we're most focused on the domain name function part. Okay, so that is the general overview. One report that that was circulated to us, I think, just at our last meeting or just before our last meetings in London was a report prepared by the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. And I know a number of you commented that you found that very useful as an overview of the functions. The ESSEC has just released yet another report. And Tom, if you can get me the exact title of that to communicate. But we will circulate that once we can dig that out, but this is a very recent thing. But you might find that useful to have as a reference in this. So we will make sure we circulate it to you. As well, on the domain name side of things, there are other comments there coming from some of the country code groups. I know Center is one that also made some suggestions around identifying some criteria related to the domain name side of things. So we might be interested in looking at those kinds of contributions that are already out there and some other thinking that's been done on this issue to help inform our work. So we will identify these documents and ensure that they are referenced. We do have a brief that we just need to update a little bit in light of these most recent developments, but please do refer to the brief that we have identified for talking about these particular issues. It will be, I think, still very useful to us in its current form. Okay, so that is the IANA stewardship transition. So are there any initial thoughts about this part of the process, and particularly in terms of what it is that we need to accomplish while we're here, and what we should focus on in our discussions tomorrow. As I say, I think it's probably looking at the cross-community working group surfacing what is involved in that in our discussions. We've settled the matter of how the GAC will participate, but there may be questions about working methods and things like that. Norway, please.
Thank you, Heather. No, it's not questions. It's just thank you for giving the mandate of being part of this working group. It's going to be a fast working, high speed working. Yeah, I see there's not so many weeks until we're going to deliver something substantial to the coordination group. It's going to be interesting. We have been given already, I think it's 10 deliverables, and one of those is to also look into all the contracts, which is like a lot of pages of legal work also needs to be done in this working group. So it is a lot of work. I just want to mention that in addition to members, it is, of course, as you have many of you have seen, this working group is open to anyone interested in the GAC to be what they called it an observer, but now they have changed it to a participant. And participants are then expected to contribute to the working group. And everything that will be put on the table from participants will also be considered and being part of the work. So it's not just to listen in, but to active take participation in the group. And I think that a lot of GAC members, I know that UK already has said that they're interested to be a participant, but we would also like to hear and to have discussions in the group whether other persons in other countries also should be participants, because as you said, we would have to consult with the whole of the GAC what we're going to say and to deliver into this group, because we cannot speak on behalf of other countries. So this is, of course, as we always have, a special position as GAC members when it comes to, well, differences and difficulties when it comes to voting and so forth. So we have to have a discussion tomorrow about how we will do this work and how you want us as members to deliver something back to you as the whole of the community. And also, as I said, someone else also need to follow up on this work, I think, because it's an important task and it's a few weeks before we deliver something. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Norway. That's very helpful to us. So that gives us a really good idea of what's already on the table, 10 deliverables, and the intent to look at the various contracts in place related to the domain name function. Okay, so UK, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just two quick points. The UK has joined as a non-voting participant. It's a very simple process. You have to submit a one-page statement of interest. Basically, you say who you are and which government you are and your position in the government. And there's some simple questions about declaring no interest in commercial GTLD operations, I think, basically. Secondly, just to add to Norway's comment, there is a discussion at the moment in the CWG about the chairing. At the moment, it's co-chaired by the GNSO and the CCNSO. There was a question raised in the first virtual meeting whether the other ACs and SOs should also have a role in the chairing. I mean, my view is it's probably best to keep the chairing simple with those two co-chairs, but I just flag it as a question that's been raised in the CWG, and obviously it's perhaps a point for the GAC to consider whether they want to say something in response to that question. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. I have Thailand next, our other lead in the GAC on this effort. Thank
okay.
you.
So from participations on the working groups, they're scheduled to have 6 meetings, which have to cover 10 or 11 functions. And CC, the country code is only one of the functions that relate. There's also the who is and the other aspect. And I do hope that we could cover, how could we organize ourselves, and which functions that we need to address, and it's in the interest of GAC as well.
Thank you. For that proposal. So not only to identify the deliverables, but to work out which ones we want to prioritize and how we want to organize ourselves to contribute to that, again, because things are going to move very quickly, and we need to be part of that. Okay, I have the Netherlands next, please.
Thank you, Heather. You asked for comments on how what we should address tomorrow. I think one important question is also how, I think also Thailand mentioned this, what will be our own input in this process? I would regard the volunteers who are in all the groups as kind of liaison, which, let's say, bring the information back and forth, but they're not, I think Elisa mentioned it, they're not representing the GAC as a whole. So in that sense, I think there should be some method from the GAC how to not only assess the different proposals, but to also, in the beginning, which, and this is the point of view from the Netherlands, how we could also, for example, set some principles, which we think as GAC are important for the new model. I think we should not be the designers or the co-designers of this model, but we should set some principles. I think the principles set by the United States are, of course, a good beginning. I think these four principles plus the fifth principles, which says it should not be run by only government or intergovernmental organizations. So these are a good beginning, but I think things are missing still, which says something about the kind of requirements you have to impose on the stewardship or oversight, if you call this. For example, independence, neutrality, redress, well, many things we have also heard from the community, but the point, I think, is important to acknowledge that we should not come into a situation in which we, at the end of the process, when the model is completely built, the GAC says, oh no, it's not right because of this and this and that. So probably that's something which we should discuss in the GAC also internally. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Netherlands. Okay, so we have a few more minutes to talk about the enhancing accountability, again, before our longer discussion tomorrow. We've taken these suggestions, and we will turn that into an agenda for our discussion tomorrow on IANA stewardship. And we will continue to look to colleagues participating in both the IANA coordination group and in the cross-community working group to guide us and assist us in finding a way forward. On enhancing accountability, when we began our afternoon, I reported on this very latest development with a revised process or approach to that process being published by ICANN. So we will need to take a moment to look at that and digest that in order to have our discussion tomorrow. But it is intended to be responsive, and colleagues from other parts of the community have said that they find it is really a significant improvement, and they can see a high degree of responsiveness in this revised proposal or revised process that's been issued by ICANN. So I hope that we can now start really thinking about the cross-community working group and what that would really look like and how the GAC can contribute to that work. One of the useful things that is being proposed for the cross-community working group to do is to divide itself into two streams of work. So one is the accountability question for ICANN, prompted by the IANA stewardship transition process being initiated, and then having a second stream that's for longer-term accountability issues. The first one obviously being more time-sensitive, but because there have been a lot of comments and interest talking about a variety of accountability issues. This is one of the suggestions for the cross-community working group, that it tried to divide up the shorter-term organization-level accountability question into one stream, and then move the longer-term issues into a second stream of work. And that way, people will not feel that their issue can't be addressed somehow via this process. We can use, I think, the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship to give us a bit of guidance about how things might proceed regarding the enhancing accountability cross-community working group. In other words, in the way that it was formulated, how the GAC might be asked to participate, and so on and so forth. But this is something that we will need to get better clarity on as we move through the week. This is a process that has just been posted, and the GAC and others in the community will need to take a bit of time to digest it. But the initial reaction is very positive to this, and so I think we will be quickly moving to begin to set up this cross-community working group and actually work on the substance of the accountability issues that are there. With that, we can make sure that the revised process is circulated to the GAC. I don't know whether it has been. No. Okay. All right. So perhaps it hasn't been posted yet, but yeah. It was supposed to be posted last night. So, yeah, okay. So we'll make sure that's distributed and that we have some copies available for our discussion tomorrow. And maybe for now, it's a matter of walking through that and then looking at where we have opportunities to talk with other parts of the community this week in order to see how others are responding and how we might move things forward. Okay. So I think that is probably as far as we can go today on that topic. And this brings us just short of 6:30. So I think at this point we can conclude our meetings and start again first thing with another day of meetings. Thank you, everyone, and have a good evening. Well rested for another day. Thank you.